Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is the Finance and Budget Subcommittee Working Group conference call on Wednesday, the 5th of March, 2014. And we are going to today look at all of the FY15 budget requests from the RALOs and are going to be finding out if they follow the right format, etc., and if they are good to go to ICANN Finance. So we need to make a decision today. We don't have very much time, and we'll start immediately with a roll call, please.
Thank you, Olivier. On today's call, we have Oksana Prigotko, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Deb Anand-Teriksing, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Alan Stuess, Rafid Fatani, Tijani Benjema, Wolf Ludwig, and Julia Mohone. We have apologies noted from Eduardo Diaz and Kimata Siyesila. From staff, we have Gisela Gruber, myself, sorry. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Gisela. And so on your Adobe Connect screen, you will see the page, the wiki page, which has got all of the different requests. You'll notice there is also a sub-item from ALT. That's the leadership team. They haven't actually had any discussion about any additional requests that the ALAC would like to make. So since we are here, the Finance and Budget Subcommittee, we could also think about anything that the ALAC might wish to file and make a suggestion and sort of send it to the ALAC and find out if that gains traction. I also note that there's been no request from URALO and no request from LACRALO, and I'd like to ask the representatives from URALO if that's correct or if you have sent a request.
Well, this is Wolf Ludwig speaking for the records. As I have bilaterally checked this at large staff, there is no submission from our side this year. Any potential submission could have been support for a face-to-face General Assembly again, what is assured in the context of the next Atlas II in June in London. In previous years, we have submitted a request for support for the ICANN Studienkreis, which was refused several times, so I see no reason to submit another request for just getting refused once again. And there was one proposal, one project, which was submitted by Oksana and Siranosh, which is a joint thing between EPIRALO and URALO, but this has no financial implication. There is only some staff support needed, and therefore this was not officially submitted to this subcommittee. Thanks.
Thank you very much, both. And now on to LACRALO. There is also no submission from LACRALO. David Anteliksing, would you please like to advise us on this?
Thanks. This is David Anteliksing speaking. Thanks, Olivier. The only comment that I've seen in relation to when the request for for filing a budget request was a request on the list that given the uncertainty regarding whether the crop program will be extended beyond the June 30th, 2014 deadline, to request resubmit all our previous budget request, which talked about having regional outreach trips. Not so much regional outreach trips, but essentially more of the five outreach trips in the 2014, similar to the crop program, but as a hedge against whether the crop will be extended or not. But I haven't heard anything from Jose or Sylvia the chair and secretariat regarding whether this has been filed or written up or anything like that as of this time. Because request by Alberto Soto came in about a day or two ago, and I haven't heard anything else from Jose or Sylvia since.
Okay, thank you very much, Dave. Next in line, I see Tijani Benjema with his hand up. Tijani, you have the floor. And you might be muted at that.
Thank you, Olivier. Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Now Olivier?
Yes,
you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to say that we said inside this subcommittee that we should apply for any activity we want, regardless the crop program or the integration of the IGF inside the core budget, because we don't know yet, and no one can tell us. So I advise Lacrano not to count on the crop for the next year. The best way is to apply for any project they want to apply, and if we have the crop next year, it is not a problem. We will have applied for it here, and we will have it elsewhere. It's not a problem. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani.
I agree totally with that, because looking at how long it may take for a successful crop program to be reviewed and then a decision to be made to run an additional one with whatever modifications, it's quite likely that that decision wouldn't be happening until an August, September anyway.
Wow, that's quite late.
And I'd be, it would either then be decided to be done for the following financial year, or in fact would be another one of these sandwiched in between November and December start times again. So I'd strongly suggest that things that would be going in ideally in a crop could also go in this process. That's certainly the advice I gave AP Rallo, as you can see.
Okay, thank you very much, Cheryl. During the last call with the Reynolds, I did mention that a lot of the requests that were for a crop were somehow impinging on these requests. In other words, I did say that it was to be assumed that crop was going to continue, but I might be wrong, actually, and I'm starting to face doubts now as to whether we have not received more requests because of people assuming the crop would continue. I wonder, I know Heidi is on the call. She is listed as being on the call. Would Heidi have any insight as to, so far, how the crop has moved forward and whether it's likely to be continued? We can't hear Heidi at the moment.
Hello, Olivia. This is Sylvia. Heidi is going to be late for a few minutes, so maybe we just ask her when she joins.
Okay. She's listed at the moment as being on the call. That's why I was asking. Okay, so she's not. So we'll ask her in a moment. Dave, your hand is still up.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's an old hand. But since it's an old hand, just a quick point out something, and that I'm just looking on the crops website, the ICANN's crop wiki website, and only the NPARC has submitted one trip proposal under this crop program. It's mostly at large, that with true Noralo, Noralo, goodness, my mind's gone blank, that, well, at large has been taking most advantage of the crop program.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if I may, Dave, that to me would not necessarily give strong weight for a crop program to even continue.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So bearing this in mind, and since we are all here, does anybody think then that there should be a request from the VAR-RAILO that is currently not listed if the crop program was not to continue for this request to come here? That's an important question. I understand in AP Rallo, under the auspices of Cheryl Langdonora, they have already assumed that. But in other RALOs, that might not be the case. And if that's the case, now is the time to raise your hand and say, okay, hang on, then we will be submitting something by the end of the day. Tejani Benjema.
Thank you, Tejani speaking. I think if there is a request that can come in the few hours, a few next hours, because we are approaching the deadline, the hard deadline, which is 7th of March. So if we receive a request, let's say about tomorrow, perhaps we can do something urgent together. Perhaps we can consult through a Skype chat or anything like this, so that we try to make the request pass to the controller on time. Thank you.
On time. Thank you, Tejani. I'm a bit wary of Skype because there's not very much record of this, but certainly on the mailing list we can immediately follow up. The crop mailing list, for example, has been looking at requests and with people responding, and all the work has taken place on the mailing list and has not actually had a requirement for any calls. So maybe we can apply this in the next 24 hours if there is, now that we've heard that, let's assume crop does not continue and we put everything in there, that some RALOs might wish to file something at the very last minute. Hearing no one disagree with this, so let's do this. Can I put an action item, please, for a note to be sent out by, I guess by myself, to the different RALOs to just quickly remind them that they could be given another 24 hours for any request that might be assimilated to a crop request in FY15. Tejani Benjema, you have the floor.
Yes, please. Olivier, I would like to advise to define a clear deadline. We have to give the day and the hour over which it will not be possible to accept any other request.
6th of March 2014, 2000 UTC. How's that?
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm saying 2000 UTC because that then provides us with a day and something, except, of course, in Asia Pacific when that's really late. But it provides this committee the time to be able to see those additional requests. And it's 2000 UTC because they're still up in California at that time, still working, therefore, and still in the office. Therefore, the staff is still able to put those onto the wiki page.
At least one person in Asia Pacific will be awake and contribute, Olivier. That would be all right.
Fantastic. All right, so let's now go to submit requests. So to submit, let me just reread the action item. Note to be sent to the different RALOs to remind the RALOs to submit requests for FY15. So to submit FY15 requests. FY15 additional requests that could be assimilated to crop. All right, excellent. While this is being done, let's have a look at the Afrano requests. And that's for an IGF workshop in Istanbul in early September 2014 that was submitted by Afrano. I invite you all to have a look at the request. It's linked to your linked to the agenda, certainly, into a subpage. And looking at the information, and I don't know whether staff is able to put that document on the Adobe, please. It's going to be quick. I'm going to move forward. So, request description.
Yes, Olivier.
A workshop at the upcoming Internet Governance Forum in Istanbul, early September 2014. And we can consider this activity as an outreach operation that will give ICANN more credibility, visibility, and trust. Our contribution in the last 2 years was very successful. It will require travel support to keep up the success of this third workshop. And so, is there, if I could ask Tijani, is there a title to this workshop, specific title?
Thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. As you know, MAG was just a meeting in Geneva, and the definition of the themes I don't know if it is done definitely, but it was discussed in this meeting. So when we find this form, we didn't have the theme. So I don't know what will be the theme of our workshop. I don't know.
Cheryl, you've just mentioned it's just come out. The MAG has just come out with some
details.
It
came out about 2 hours ago. I shall look it up for you.
Okay, you see. So
that you know what that means, Tijani? That means that I'm afraid you're going to have to look at those themes, and it would probably be a good idea to perhaps amend this request to at least acknowledge what theme that would go under.
Okay, I will do that tonight and send it to you by tomorrow morning.
Excellent. Any comments regarding this request from anyone here? I don't see anyone putting their hands up. The format, as we know, is pretty much the same as last year, and I know this. I recognize that you've asked for the same kind of support as last year. So I think that one is pretty much ready to go, bearing in mind, if you will, add the precision to this. Let's go to the next one in our list. And the next one, if I can find the right page again, and here we go. The next one is the AP RALO request. There are two of these. The first one is an IGF workshop in Istanbul, Turkey, in September 2014. And I invite you all to open it and to have a look at it. This one was filed by Serenos Vardanyan, and it's organizing a workshop at the upcoming Internet Governance Forum in Istanbul, outreach, education, travel support. AP RALO contribution to IGF 2013 was very successful, and we intend to continue holding similar activities. Again, here, I'm not sure if the...
It's exactly the same circumstances as Tijani's AFRALO one. This was discussed and went through a full regional leadership process and it was in many days ago, so it's preempted any announcement from IGF.
Okay, thank you very much, Cheryl. The committee that has put this proposal together discussed any topics for the workshop?
I just answered the question you just asked me after I answered it.
This is why I'm asking, to be absolutely sure.
I'll repeat the answer that the circumstances are exactly the same as AFRALO.
So
the
topic
wasn't selected because the call wasn't open from IGF yet. Now that it has, at 2:16 a.m. local time in at least Australia, we will have to do the same. Or the Finance and Budget Subcommittee will have to give them to the same deadline as the original call, 2000 UTC, on the 6th, to make the modification of the topic.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Cheryl. And I think that we're going to do exactly the same thing as with Tijani. If you could come back to us with a title by 6th of March, 2000 UTC.
Can I suggest that that's a separate AI that has to go out to all of the IGF-style applications? And
correct.
You'd also need to make sure that... it's very clear, for example, any future crop one one that would be assimilated into crop. And I must say, on that action item, if I may go back to that, just in the notes, I'm trying to type the URL for the call for workshops at the same time as talking to you. I'll stop doing that, concentrating on things. I would suggest changing the wording for assimilate not to crop, but to any future crop, rather than confuse people with the crop pilot versus the crop possible future. For example, you may get, including from Asia Pacific, application for a Pacific or regional IGF, right? Which would be valid for a crop activity, but that would not be in the current pilot program. Now, there's it may be, as it turns out, in the Asia Pacific, the regional IGF themes are known, and so the topic of such programs would be able to be put in, but that may not be the case in the other regions. And how fixated you get on the title of the of a contribution, it might become problematic. You might want to use language, for example, that says, you know, a workshop that is accepted by the organisers, as opposed to a workshop that is titled blah blah blah.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. I think we could actually keep it even a bit more blurry than this, Olivia speaking, a bit more blurry, and actually say a workshop on the topic of XYZ, so we would know whether APRALO is having a workshop on the subject of IDNs or on the subject of local outreach, on the subject of, you know, whatever the topic, the broad topic would be. It's well understood that the workshops, we're still in very early days with regards to the MAG consultations, IGF
yeah.
MAG consultations, and so the workshops might change titles, might be merged with other workshops, etc.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. So
Tijani
think,
Benjamin.
Yeah, terms that say accepted by the organizer type terms
yeah.
are better.
Yeah. Tijani?
Okay, thank you, Olivier. Regarding the request of APRALO, I think that they mentioned in the request that it will be more or less about IDNs, but they didn't give a title. I understand that because they didn't know the main themes of the IGF, but they spoke about IDN inside their application.
Yes, we did, but again, that we may in fact chain, there could be a lot of finessing with the title is what I'm saying, yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Transliteration.
Yeah, I noted there, awareness about critical issues related to IDN variants yield the implementation
yes.
for language and script communities within the context of enhancing linguistic diversity of the internet. So there is this point there. But it would help to have a bit more focusing on making it explicit, this would be something about IDNs. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So the note to staff, again, the action item here is a note to be sent to the different RELOs, making requests for, I hope someone is taking notes there, because I don't see it happening, making requests for IGF travel.
Attendance and presentation at IGF or IGF initiatives, is that better?
Yeah, no, because at the moment somebody is re-editing action item number one. We're on action item number two, thank you. And number one doesn't have IGF inside it.
Oh,
so let me just say it, and then we'll be able to hear it from the recording, because I'm not going to wait more time on the notes. So basically, the note number two, note to be sent to the different RELOs for that are filing IGF travel requests, to include a basic description of the topic of their workshop based on the what do you call these? They're not topics, are they? The
main themes. The
main themes. Yeah, based on the main themes of this year's IGF.
It should really be critical that these are workshops or contributions accepted by the IGF or IGF initiative organizers.
I think that's kind of, that's understood though, because it's not the first year we have this.
Okay, well, fine. You're the boss.
I mean, we've had it in the past that whatever workshop gets not accepted is not going to receive funding for people who go to IGF anyway. The funding is always determined by the acceptance of the workshop in the IGF. That's what we've had in past years. And I mean, if you think that it would be worth mentioning it specifically there.
Well, I do, because what's happening here is you're asking for additional information. Some of the people have put things in already that are they're from knowledgeable people who've done it before, but the ones that may come in your action item number one also need to meet that criteria. So I could see for example a funding going through to send someone to the Pacific or Oceania IGF initiative or the regional IGF initiative, and it would simply be for attendance, not for either presenting or being a panelist on a workshop. And that's quite different to what APRALO and APRALO's existing ones under Agenda Item 2 are, and I think that the risk of disparity there, particularly if you also get ones coming in from other RALOs, from people who in fact may not have been in the system and know what the precedence is high. But as I said, you're the boss, and we can always sort it out later anyway.
Okay, Cheryl, thank you. Well, there's the action item number 2, note to be sent to the RALOs filing IGF workshops to include the name of their workshop according to the themes published by IGF. The topic, maybe. Let's change this. The topic of their workshop. It needs to be understood that the funding for attendance will be depending on the workshop's acceptance. By the mag, here we go. Okay. So let's move on. So we've got those two workshops. You both know what you need to do. Next one is an APRALO request, and that's accessibility workshop at Pack Islet, Rarotonga, Cook Islands. I invite you all to open this. That's the Pacific Islet, 22 to 26 September 2014. Tejani, you have the floor.
Yes, before going to this second request, or the first request, if I have an advice to give to our friends from APRALO, I would say that it is not necessary to put the figures of the money requested. Just put the slots you need for travel. It is better than putting money, because my experience from the past few years, when you request for money, it is good to have a good evaluation, but most of times when you put a figure, they always say no, it is too high, it is too much. So we need the slots. We don't care about the amount. We need the slots of travel support.
Thank you, Tejani. Cheryl, you're okay with that?
Well, I'm of course not able to see. I'm only still seeing the APRALO ones, because that's what's on the screen. So not being able to look at the particular fund amount. Well, the money is the money. I know what you've said, and I agree with that, is how it's been done before. But thank you, now it can scroll. I've got a small chance of getting there.
I can't see anything on the main screen.
Yes, we can scroll. I can scroll, but it's still Aprilo's one, I believe.
I can't see anything. I don't have anything on the screen at the moment.
Well, I've got three pages of Aprilo.
Yeah. Aprilo 1 has speakers and Aprilo organizers, 8 people, and it says US dollar 5,000 times 8 equals US dollar 40,000. So what Tejani is saying is just take the numbers out, put speakers and Aprilo organizers, 8 persons, and then constituency travel and staff will be working out the evaluated costs on this.
Yes, we'll tell them to change it. Yes, I'll tell them to change it.
We could even get this committee to delete that.
I would just do it. I mean, yeah. In the time we've got, just delete the bits we don't want.
Could I please ask staff to do that, please, if you could? So on the Aprilo...
And again, I'm still not able to see it, so I'm working blind here.
Yeah, you
too. I can discuss the Aprilo 15 community request to IGF until the cows come home, but that was 2 discussions back, so...
Okay, so thanks for this, Tejani, for this request. So staff, please take out in the travel support of the Aprilo request for IGF 2014, if you could just remove the numbers... US dollar 5,000 times 8 equals US dollar 40,000. Take that out, and that doesn't affect the application in any negative way. Quite the contrary, it's positive. Cheryl Langdonori, you have the floor.
Thank you for that. And I just want to raise if this was a more formal meeting, Olivier, it would be a point of order. I'm not trying to be difficult, although believe me, I could be. I am limited, and I doubt that I'm the only one across the board. I am probably the only one in this call, but that's not the point. I and others who do not use either Fruit-based or Microsoft products am limited to working in an Adobe Connect room in the mobile app. When we do that, we have no ability to open links that are on screen or that are put anywhere on the Adobe Connect space, and we cannot leave the screen, otherwise we have to re-log in. And no, that's not why I keep dropping out of Adobe Connect room so regularly. That's another technical issue. Now, because of that, it is essential that if we are sharing screens to look at or collaborate on a document, that we actually, you know what's happening next, don't you, Olivier? Share the damned things. I am still looking at Aprilo FY15 community request for IGF. Happy to be with you at 4:30 in the morning, but I'd like to be able to see the material to operate with. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. And that's a point taken, and I don't know why we're stuck on the Aprilo one. In order for us to keep moving faster than this, what I'm going to do is to share my screen. That's a bit of a radical thing, but it's just to go faster.
Happy to go faster, Olivier. I just actually need the materials to work with.
So there you go. That's the Aprilo one. I'm currently sharing my screen. I hope you're all able
perfect.
To see this.
Thank you.
I am up into your point.
Absolutely in sync with you. Thank you. That was perfect.
If we're able to see that, I'm not quite sure what's going on now. Okay, here we go. So we've got...
Now we're back to... Well, we finished with this already. Thank you,
finished
staff.
With that now,
great.
Yes? But then you can see this. No, that's me, by the way, who's currently going
okay.
through.
That's good.
US dollar 5,000 times 8 equals US dollar 40,000. The next one we have now is this one. Workshop at PacINet. Can you see this on your screen?
Yes, yes, that's fantastic. Thank you, Olivier. You shouldn't have worked this hard, but thank you.
So, activity. Describe your proposed activity in detail. And this one is a workshop raising awareness on accessibility to the Internet for people with disability to participants at PacINet, demonstration of Internet use by members of the Cook Islands National Disability Council. This workshop will reflect the work of the newly formed At-Large Accessibility Task Force. This is timely due to the increasing use of the Internet in Pacific Island countries. Registries and registrars have a role to play in encouraging web accessibility with their registrars. An example is that website on the AUS registry, and while the workshop will focus on accessibility, it will be scheduled around other ICANN-related presentations at PACAN. Any feedback on this?
And there's no nasty numbers in there, we'll be delighted to know.
Fantastic. All happy about that. Anyone? Do you have any points on this? Does this all fit together? Dave, I know you have a figure for... No, there is nasty figures. There's travel support, one person, $2,500 down here. See that?
Which bit?
On the travel
support.
I'm desperately going for the right page, which is where. Oh, it's down the bottom. Last page. There we go. Well, again, just move the 2,500 away and say one for travel support, one person. Actually, yeah. I would suggest that it should be travel support and accommodation for two people, because, for example, even though Maureen is local, she's probably going to need to be at the venue.
Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe for two people would probably be better.
Two people would be safer.
Okay.
Well, this is Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
Sure. Well, just to follow on from what Cheryl was saying, they probably need to put where these persons are traveling from. So what happens then is that finance can get the cost estimates directly from constituency travel. Okay, for these two travelers, one traveling from wherever in the region to this location. And
okay.
And I just said the second
turning it, you know, but unfortunately, of course, that isn't the way that the request form is. That's something that is useful, and we've learnt from the CROP pilot, and I certainly agree with you, but I will point out that it isn't the way the form is now.
Mm-hmm.
But
all it asks is travel support. So put two people instead of one person and take out the US dollar $2,500 and that's it.
Yeah. Okay.
But for future, I would think that addition, so what we've learned from the value of alternate travellers and all those other things that come out of our CROP pilot, I'm with you, Dave, but it isn't how the form is now.
Mm-hmm. Well done. That's a good point.
Okay. Should we ask, we can, for something like this, we can either ask Saranoush to redo this, or we can just do it.
Can we just do it, please? Because this is kind of silly.
Let's just do it. Could I ask staff, please, to do this? So in the FY15 community request for AP Rallo accessibility, there is a travel support at the moment for one person, US dollar $2,500. Please change this to two persons and without a number.
And that actually is a bit of a safety net, if I may just add to what that is rationale there, Olivier. In previous ISOC funded disability workshops that have been run in, I believe it was SUVA, the travel support that we utilised was actually to get disabled participants also into the workshop. So in that case, you know, having two people listed would mean we may be able to bring a presenter that is more than just a subject matter expert in the theoretical, but an actual operator of a disability service, etc. So I think that little bit of padding is quite wise. Thanks.
Hopefully you understood. Thank you, Cheryl. It's a very good point. Now, we're moving to the Naralo FY15 community requests, and so there is a budget request that has been filed as an ODT file. I'll see if that loads up, bearing in mind it doesn't often load on all machines, but hey, what's happening here? Yes, it's fine, it works.
You just do it as a save as PDF, and you'll be fine.
There you go. So, here's the next one. This one is, so that's a Naralo request. Outreach at IETF Dallas. And that's certainly something which could have been covered by the CROP that I noticed with being pleased that it actually is not something that's you know, that's a request that could either be covered by the crop if it continues, or a request that would be provided here. IETF 92, location Dallas, Texas. A booth display, literature distribution, and networking at the IETF meeting. Outreach, need travel support and hotel for two attendees. One-time activity, and we've got the list of the workshop. Outreach in North America.
Are you still on share screen, Olivia?
I should be on share screen, but I don't seem to be, no.
I fear not. There we go, that's better.
Sorry,
so
apologies.
I'm
going to
share my screen this time. There we go.
That's better, thank you.
I think what happened was that SAS then loaded the actual document on the thing. Well, for the moment, I'm sharing my screen rather than loading the document into there. So
now I'm seeing what you're talking about. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. And that's AFRALO. I'm not talking about that. Sorry. That's the
that
one I'm talking about.
Next.
Yep.
Sorry, Olivier. I do have the documents loaded up. I loaded the accessibility.
Okay. If you can...
We'd finished with accessibility, though. We'd moved on. He'd moved on to
Naralo. We've moved on. We're in North America now, Naralo.
I've got the Naralo ones. The Naralo ones are all ready as well.
Okay, let's go for it, please. I'm just pushing forward. We've got 15 minutes left. So, outreach in North America. Here we go. Hopefully something's going to happen. There we are. That comes out very strange, actually, on this screen.
It's all right. We all know what the title is.
You can all see it.
Okay,
excellent. Draws an international audience, but our target group is North Americans. We're prepared to have other ICANN and other at-large literature at booth. So they're looking at having a booth at the IETF. Distribution of 500 brochures. Engage over 20 individuals per hour. 6 hours per day times 4 days. It's 480 individuals. Prospect 10 new ALSs for Naralo. If
wow.
they don't get killed doing this, chapeau, well done. Because I've just been at, you know, there's an IETF meeting in London at the moment, and I can't imagine engaging 20 individuals per hour talking to them about ICANN. Engaging two individuals per hour is already a very dangerous game here at IETF. Engaging 20, you're bound to get shot, especially
wow.
over in, is that in Texas? That is in Texas, isn't it? That's in Dallas, Texas. They'll be shot. But no, I'm only kidding on this. I think that's a very, it sounds like a very good thing. Any comments or questions from everyone here?
My only concern is actually with the, Shirley, my only concern is actually with the section you've just gone through, and that is I would not want to see... I think these metrics are laudable, but I do think they are on the high side. If future funding depends on return on investment that meets the metrics stated in a previous similar application, I'm a little bit concerned that, you know, I mean, I know it's busy, but it's also, as you say, fairly foreign ground. But they can put it in and
yeah.
have those as aspirational, but if they fail to... what happens if they only get 8 ALSs? Do we say no next time?
Yeah, that's the big concern, isn't it?
Yeah, I just don't want to set up for future failure, so my discomfort level is only with the laudable but high the metrics that have been put in there, but there you go.
So distribution of 500 brochures seems to be a bit on the high side as well for me, except, of course, if those brochures are all going to end up on the floor. I'd say maybe reduce those, but I see Alan Skews has put his hand up. So, yeah, Alan, please take us through this.
Okay, Alan Skews for the transcript. Couple of things. On that prospect of 10 new ALSs, maybe we could change that to prospect up to 10 new ALSs.
Much safer, Alan, yeah.
Excellent, yeah.
And I noticed that one of the next event after this is looking for a lot of brochures as well, so that and it's in the sort of rough same timeline that, you know, that anything that might be left over from this. And again, on the distribution, again, say up to 500 brochures, and that leaves a bit of leeway, I think.
Yep, absolutely. Up to 500 brochures.
I have a second comment in that this doesn't quite fit into crop because it's 4 days that they're looking for rather than two. So even if crop gets renewed, unless it gets expanded or extended from what it currently stands, this is beyond that scope.
Thank you, Alan. And I understand also that crop would not pay for the registration fee. And these with IETF are quite steep.
Yeah. And Olivia, just on that point, that's a number of that's actually a chilling factor on a number of things that I've seen discussed in our region for crop. The inability to have the registration fee, which in some cases is equal to or in excess of the accommodation,
that's a chilling factor, definitely. Now that comes up with the crop discussions. And
yeah, I know, but it is why we may get more of these in our normal.
Yeah. Dave, and Anthony, next thing?
This is Dave speaking. Fully agree with what Alan's suggestions. I do know that they did include the registration fees in the resource planning, but it's under staff support. They listed the fees in that table there. So, but I think perhaps those fees need to be listed in, other.
Admin?
In the other section. So the IETF registration fees, the hotel fees, either in the travel support or the other category. Probably not under staff support.
Yeah, that's very bizarre. Why is that under staff support? So hotel and IETF, well, IETF registration fees has to be put under other, and the hotel has to be put under travel support.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Okay.
And we're just making these changes as we've done to the other paperwork, are we?
I hope that we are. I see Heidi has put her hand up. So, Heidi, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. I'm trying to take notes on the Naralo Dallas one, and I only picked up that we should change 20 ALSs to 10, but I was aware that there were other changes. So if you could please repeat those?
Yeah, sure. So it's there's prospects of up to 10 new ALSs for Naralo, distribution of up to 500 brochures. The engagement of the number of individuals per hour is ludicrous, but who knows? Maybe they'll be able to do that. I don't know. I know we do have people who have a lot of energy, so maybe they'll be able to do this. And then the IETF registration fees have to move over to the other section. The hotel has to move from staff support to travel support.
And next time we do these forms, perhaps we should say travel and accommodation.
Travel and accommodation. Now, that's something to, that's feedback to give to
that's Ajani to feed back to the form makers.
Exactly, to the form. Mm-hmm. Is that okay, Heidi?
I think so. I'll go ahead and start doing these, and I'll come back to you, Olivier, if I have questions.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's look at the next one, please. And the next one is the outreach at South by Southwest. March 2015, Dallas, Texas. Again in Dallas. Wow. But this thing about Dallas.
It's all happening in Dallas.
It's all happening there indeed, which gives you a double chance of getting shot, but this time it's at
Olivia, can I just say, in defense of Dallas, if I have a preference of where to enter the United States of America, I will take a flight and go through the Dallas hub any day of the week, especially compared to going through the Los Angeles hub. It is a delightful city and a delightful airport to deal with.
For the record, I'm not actually saying anything against Dallas, but seeing that wearing a gun is legal in Texas, as far as I understand, you do statistically have a higher chance when you annoy people to get shot than in other places in the world. It's a fact of life. If I was carrying a stick and somebody annoyed me, I would be more likely to hit them with a stick than to use my other hand because, hey, I've got a stick with me. I might as well hit them with it. Anyway, let's go back to the... That might be just a French thing, but anyway.
Thank goodness I don't
live in Texas.
I think we'll all try and forgive you because you are French. I think that's the best we can do.
So, going back to this form, South by Southwest 2015, it's SXSW. I don't know whether you all know about this. It's quite a large conference, very trendy, very moving forward, certainly a different crowd and quite a young crowd and very sort of advertising, a different audience, really. It draws an international audience, but our target group is North Americans. We're looking to target technology professionals and entrepreneurs to join ICANN and become an at-large structure. I would have thought it would be the other way around, but
can we get
you become an at-large structure and therefore you join ICANN. So.
Yeah, can we get scroll? We could fix that language too. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So again, raise the awareness of ICANN and Naralo within the SXSW delegates, which I think is all quite good. Distribution of 500 brochures, engaged over 10 individuals per hour, 400 individuals. Prospect 5 new ALSs for Naralo. So perhaps we could say again, prospect up to 5 new ALSs for Naralo. Mm-hmm. Distribution of up to 500 brochures. And I was going to ask Heidi, actually, with regards to these 500 brochures, is this something that's doable? I mean, I find 500 is a little bit much.
Yes, Olivia, I was noting the same. This is Heidi for the record. We don't normally order that many brochures. So we normally order, I believe, 250 for the year. So by, asking for so many, that would we would need to put the cost of the publication of the printing of these documents as well.
Yes. I think that's why that number is there, because it is an extraordinary number, Heidi, Cheryl, for the record. And if that number is required, then, of course, it will have an impact on the cost.
Thank you, Cheryl. Alan Skuse.
Yes, Alan Skuse for the transcript. I believe that the third one, which we're coming to, is a request for new brochures. And that might fit into what we're talking about.
Ah, okay. So you're speaking. Okay, so the third one is actually linked to the other two, but it's
to do
with the creation of new brochures. Okay, good point.
If that's the case, we need to note that in this current one and the previous one. Brochures as provided.
Yeah.
Well,
bearing in mind this is the case, so let's just first finish with it, and then we'll look at the third request shortly.
Sure. Thanks, Alan.
Any comments or thoughts regarding this particular request?
It's Alan Skuse here again. I think it... That those two things, hotel and registration, should be moved down, as with that first one,
yep.
From that, staff down
yeah.
into...
Yeah.
Absolutely correct, yes. So SXSW registration fees would have to be put into other, and hotel would have to be put in travel.
Mm-hmm.
Travel support. Oh, and this one... This one is in Austin, Texas, not in Dallas, Texas. There you go. Different location.
Don't say it, VA. Don't say it.
No, not at all. I don't know why the by the way, I mean, maybe the title needs to be changed then, because it says here, Outreach at South by Southwest, March 2015, Dallas, Texas, when really it's Austin, Texas there. There's some potential for confusion to have them both in Dallas. So if I could ask staff, when they resave that file after the amendments, to actually use the correct name for it, please. And the next one is the revamp of Naralo outreach materials. So I invite you all to have a look at that.
And now it makes sense. Thanks, Alan.
Is it loaded? It's not loaded yet. And so the revamp of Naralo outreach materials, as the current Naralo brochure needs updating, we're suggesting a new mail card and Naralo recruitment ALS startup folders. Review, edit, and produce new eye-appealing mail cards, folders, and pull-out literature that is clear and direct, translation into French and Spanish. And let's say design and printing, one-time activity outreach in North America. Good production, launch of new material at 2015 ICANN meeting. Distribution of literature to Naralo members in person and also in e-version as well. The staff support needed, it's mostly staff support, isn't it? Review of current literature. The current literature is out of date. Redesign, need new 4x6 mail card, translation to Spanish and French, printing in June, launch and distribution in October 2015. It would be 7 months from the review of current literature to, no, what am I saying, seven? No, January to October, more than that, 9 months. Ten. Any comments on this? I don't hear any comments.
Can I have scroll, please?
David
Antilexing,
please, you have the floor.
Thanks, David Antilexing speaking. This, not so much against the request, but, I think Heidi has beaten me to it in the chat. Should this outreach be harmonized in a way so that if Naralo wants to, suggest a redesign to the brochures, maybe this should be done for all the relos? But it's just a thought.
Okay, thank you very
Cheryl,
much,
your response to that, if I may, Olivier. As I responded to Heidi, I don't see that. Yes, I believe it should be harmonised, but we have to start somewhere. And if this mm-hmm. is to be approved, we could make this the pilot. So this would be the design and concept done here, and then the plug and play for other materials could follow.
Yes, thank you, Cheryl. Let me just ask Heidi, in the past, when such material was produced, did this come under additional requests, or was this part of the ICANN comms department work?
And this is Heidi. That was part of the ICANN comms department work. It was back way back with At Large, because you guys were the first to have these types of brochures. As ICANN developed, it became under the, and it is under the communications department now.
Okay, so in effect, this request could be filed, and then it could be, the answer from finance could be, actually, we would like to, to move this over to the comms department, and now we'll go under the comms department budget.
Agree.
And perhaps we could add in this request then the fact that this is this material could serve as a template for further for all of the other relos. I think that might help in its acceptance and in the fact that it's not just a single relo, but it's something that the overall we support so as to be able to go into the next generation.
Step one in revamping for
all of us. I see agreement from Cheryl and from Alan on this. Tijani Benjamin, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. I have a comment related to both this request and the previous request. For the strategic alignment, they put outreach in North America. It is not a strategic objective nor a strategic priority. They have to go to the strategic plan and to pick the right priority or the right objective from there to put it here, so that the finance people will check and can say yes, it is aligned with some strategic objectives, some strategic priorities. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. That's a very good point. Was that the case also with the AP Rallo proposals? I don't think. I think that was AP Rallo.
No. The AP Rallo is done properly. Yeah. Very good.
Okay, very good. Sharp eye. Thank you, Tijani.
Yeah.
So that's another action item, I guess. And this one is one that where we have to ask if staff could ask the Rallo North America and the Rallo leadership outreach in North America. I don't know whether, Alan, would you be willing to ask your Rallo for this? I mean, it has to be done in the next 24 hours, basically. So effectively, the question is that the request objectives number one, strategic alignment. Which area of ICANN's strategic plan does this request support? And instead of outreach in North America, which is not an area of ICANN's strategic plan, they
enhance have to put global engagement?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah. It's probably. Again, we can probably do it for them, can't we?
Yeah, let's just say enhance global engagement. Tijani, will that fit okay, those words? Enhanced global engagement?
Yes. It works, yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you. Wow, so we've found an answer already.
Olivia, I'm sorry, this is Heidi. Where is that supposed to go? I'm sorry, this is not on the Naralo?
Yes.
This is on the Naralo, yes. It's on the Naralo. Number one, request description. Sorry, request objectives. Request objectives. Strategic alignment. Which area of ICANN strategic plan does this request support? And it's enhanced, was it? Enhanced cooperation, was it?
Enhanced global
engagement.
Engagement. And that replaces the words outreach in North America. So the words outreach in North America are removed and enhanced global engagement is replaced.
And this has to be done for all three Narama requests. Okay. I think we've been through the whole list so far. So just to recap, if there are any crop requests or crop-related requests for the next year, I could ask the Rallos to please submit these as extra requests right now, and they might be transformed into a crop request then.
If it happens, yeah. Can I just flag, you will be getting regional IGF to Hyderabad requests, which will be almost identical to, but with a different topic, obviously. Maybe not even with a different topic, to the existing one. So, I don't know whether you want me to just warn you all now that you should expect to see almost a clone of the existing AP Rallo.
So are we speaking about one more request from AP Rallo?
No, at least that's a no-brainer. That will be coming.
Okay.
There may be more. Remembering, of course, that AP Rallo is unable to find any time-appropriate activity that fits in crop.
Yeah. So the question I would like to ask here is, at the moment, we have a maximum of three requests from Naralo at the moment. One more request from AP Rallo would make it three. Do we put a limit of three requests for Rallo, or do we not want to put a limit of number of requests, or do we make it four requests for Rallo maximum? Just being concerned of the number of pages of ALAC and at large.
Not only the number of pages, but the amount of work we'll have to do online.
Exactly. Tijani Benchema.
Yes, thank you, Olivier. I don't think that we have to limit the number of requests by per RALO. It's not something that we have to do. I have another remark. I do encourage LACRALO to submit a request because normally they are active and they have, I don't understand how LACRALO didn't apply for anything. And perhaps they thought that the crop will be reconducted, so they are encouraged to apply for anything they want to apply for. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And if I could ask Dave to make sure that LACRALO understands that, that would be good. Okay. Well, I think we've gone through the whole list. So the next steps really is for us to follow up on the mailing list to make sure that those things are filed in. If staff can confirm back with me afterwards that they've performed the changes when they've made the changes to the current forms, and then we've got a number of action items which are there. The note to be sent to the different RALOs to remind the RALOs to submit FY15 edition requests that could be assimilated to crop, deadline 2000 UTC March 6th. In effect, this needs to be done immediately after this call. And then the note to be sent to the RALOs filing IGF workshops to include the topic of their workshop according to the themes published by the IGF. Sharon, yes?
That's the one I wanted to jump in on. It's hard to transcribe the word blah. It means that, of course, I had something queued on my mobile phone to refer to. Now I've got it back and my phone has decided to need to be re-logged into. My apologies for that, Olivier. Regarding that, for both the AP RALO and the AF RALO IGF in Islamabad related forms, after we had done that action item 2, we then went on and we simply made changes to the other forms. I wondered, would it not be reasonable for us to just make the changes? You've got me here, you've got Tijani here. Just make the changes to, so delete action item 2 and just, let's just make generic topic work. In the case of AP RALO, that's easier because we've already got the title further on and so it needs to be a cut and paste from the description with the IDN's issue into the title. I think that's easy enough, but perhaps, Tijani, that could be done for the AF RALO one as well. And in preparation for that, I had pulled up the themes for the overarching theme and sub-themes for IGF 2014, and I just thought if I read that to the record now, that may be of assistance. And that, of course, is what went dark when I went to pick it up. The proposed overarching theme for IGF 2014 is Connecting Continents for Enhanced Multi-Stakeholder Internet Governance. That's the main title. The sub-themes are Policies Enabling Access, Content Creation, Dissemination and Use, Internet as Engine for Growth and Development, IGF and the Future of the Internet Ecosystem, Enhancing Digital Trust, Internet and Human Right, it should be plural, it's not on their website, unless humans only have one nowadays. That's an aside from me, by the way. Critical Internet Resources and Emerging Issues. In the case of the AP RALO, it would go at the sub-themes, if we wanted to list them, under the policies, under the content creation, under emerging issues. So we'd have at least three sub-themes just off the top of three sub-themes just off the top of my head covered. I just hope that might be of assistance to all of us, and then we only have to deal with the new material coming in, not the the existing AP and AF one. Thank you. Over to you, Tijani, I suspect.
Thanks very much, Cheryl.
Thank you.
What staff will do, they will check with you. If you could just do a cut and paste of what you've just read out to the record, fire it off over to staff.
I can't do that because, of course, I can't have a website open and an Adobe Connect open, so I'm using two entirely different pieces of equipment. What I will do is, however, Skype it to staff. I can do that.
Fantastic. Super. Excellent. Tijani?
Yes. thank you, Cheryl, for giving the themes. I think that we have to choose a title for our workshop, and I can do that tonight. And suppose that you can do the same tonight. But
I can, excepting it's our tonight is over, of course. But our
yes.
title is the multi-stakeholder is the IDN. So we're not asking to say why the title meets the themes. That's not part of this. We only need the title.
Okay.
And so I would suggest for the AP RALO, we just slice the part in our request which says what the topic is and we make it the title. And I'm quite sure staff are capable of making 16 words into a title that is grammatically correct.
Okay. On my side, I will put the IGF theme related to our workshop and the type I will choose today for our workshop. And I will send it probably tomorrow morning.
Remembering also, staff, that we do recognise that obviously funding is linked to the acceptance of the workshop in the IGF process.
Yes. And the last remark, Olivier, I would like to remind the deadline is on 7th, after tomorrow, and all the requests should be sent to the controller before that deadline. So perhaps by tomorrow night or something like this. So we have to have a next step action item, which is start to send all the requests before the deadline. Thank you.
And did you say, Tijani and Olivia speaking, did you say the deadline was Friday?
It is 7 March.
7th of March. But we can send those things then on the 7th of March, as long as we send them on the 7th
yes,
of March.
Yes, sure.
That's fine.
Sure.
And staff will be doing that because I'm giving my in-kind and assumed approval to the AF RALO changes that Tijani will be making overnight. So I'm assuming we're all in agreement on all the paperwork we've got. So this
yeah.
is just it's a complete. It's only the new ones we need to deal with.
Yeah, sure. Well, I haven't heard anything to the contrary, and I haven't seen anyone object to any of these changes, so I think we're all set for it. When staff will be putting the material back onto the wiki with the amendments, may I ask that staff, before they send all the material on the 7th to everyone, since we've given a date of 2000 hours tomorrow, 2000 UTC on the 6th of March, if they can send a reminder to the Finance and Budget Subcommittee that the updated requests are on the wiki, then we can all have a good look at them. If anybody absolutely objects, then we can always flag it on the mailing list. But the default is that there are no objections and that these will be able to go through to the budget requests. I'm mindful of the time. It's 16 minutes past the top of the hour. I think we've got a plan here, and we've got our next steps clearly drawn out. Last word for Heidi. Any questions that you might have?
Thank you very much, Olivia. I rarely get the last word. Thank you. just to confirm that the next steps are to incorporate changes, confirm with you, Olivier, then a new one will be to send a note to the FBSC tomorrow, letting everyone know that the updated requests are on the wiki, and then send to the controller by the end of the 7th.
Works for me. Tijani?
Yes, may I suggest that we, Epiralu and Apsalu, make the change on our request and our original request and send the new request so that staff will upload it on the wiki and then send it to the controller so that they don't have to make themselves the change on the application.
Well, if you want that to happen for AFRALO, fine, but that's not how I want APRALO to happen. APRALO will be busy with new... Well, we're going to be busy with new requests now, Tijani. Right?
That's fine for AFRALO, that's noted. Wolf Ludwig, next.
Okay, it's Wolf Ludwig for the records. I just wanted to reconfirm, I don't know whether you have seen my comments in the chat below, that I will submit an additional Uralo request just in case Crop Pilot won't continue next year. I just have filled in the application form and I will submit it later this evening.
Thank you. And what will that request be, so at least we're aware of it?
It will be the same as we did in the crop frame and pilot for 2014 to support Uralo members to attend the Eurodic 2015.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much, Wolf.
Thank
and
you.
And seeing now that there are no more hands up and that Heidi has had the penultimate word, I thank you all for staying on the call and for having been here, and thanks for your input. We've got a couple of days to fix the last few things. Go back to your community. Make sure they do the update. If they don't do the update, they're the ones who are likely to lose. So, this needs to be done properly. And with this, I think that this call is now adjourned. So thanks and goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today.